Jillian Tolner, Supervisor of Communications and Engagement.
Jill, how long has the work been underway for a new website to be launched for the town of Olds?
We've been working on a new website for about the last year.
When was the last time it was done, and why is now the right time to do it again?
The last update was done in 2018, which is eons ago when it comes to technology. So we decided to do it now because the technology that the current website or that the website was on was no longer being supported. So we needed to switch over to something. We thought it would be a great opportunity to improve how we could connect with residents.
You bet. And so what are some of the new ways that will allow the town and residents to connect?
Well, the biggest change that people will notice is that the search function is a lot easier, so they'll be able to find things that they need day to day more easily. Residents should also find that things are more clearly laid out, so it's a little bit more intuitive, and that should make it easier to find things, and we hope then will transparency and people just being able to find what they're looking for.
How was the information gathered and or the town able to determine, you know, which way you wanted to go with this and what would make it easier for people?
We did a lot of research on all of the websites across Canada and looked at how they organized information. And then we did some testing with groups in the community as well as with staff. And we made the decisions based on that. So all of the information that was on the previous website will be on the new website. They just might find it in different locations than they're used to looking. But I think that they'll find it'll make more sense to residents because it's organized with them in mind.
What is something that stands out to you or that you like in particular about this new website?
What I think I find most exciting about it is just that it's easier to find. For me, it's a challenge in communications to make sure that people are finding the information that we're putting out there. It's an ongoing challenge, and I think that this website really supports us trying to do that and making it easier to access it and to be able to look for it and find it.
You bet. When did this become live, and is it the same address or name?
You bet. Everything's still the same. So it's still www.olds.ca. And we launched it this morning, Wednesday, August 13th at 9 a.m. And the site went over seamlessly. It went easy peasy. And everyone, any old bookmarks or things that they have set from the old site, it should connect directly to the new site. We do have the opportunity to provide feedback on every page. So if something is missing or something's not working like you expected, or if a resident can't find what they're looking for, then if you use that feedback form, we'll get it in the communications department and we'll reach out and make some changes.
Wonderful. And then looking forward, any other new technology apps or anything like that that the town will be looking at bringing online here as we move forward?
Oh, yeah. We've got so much information that has been going out from the town. There's a lot of changes underway. Everything's working to try to make things more accessible and more transparent for the public. So I would say we've got Voyant Alert. We've got this website. We've got several different social media channels. For me personally, what I would recommend and what I hope that people will do, we've got things on the radio, we've got things in the newspaper. We also have an e-newsletter called The Amplifier, which gathers a lot of the information that's going out and puts it together in a bi-weekly email to residents. I think that's the best way to try to stay on top of the information that's going out and all of the changes that are happening, because there are a lot of changes and it's important to us that the community is involved with making those decisions, but it's not always easy to make sure that they're getting that message.
Always good chatting with you, Jill. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much, Galen. Have a good one.